Michael Main, who is a reporter writer for Best of Arkansas Sports and a former Razorback marching band member. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm good, Basil. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Glad to finally get you on the show. You're a young guy. For those that don't know, you just graduated, been writing for Boats, Best of Arkansas Sports, though, while you were back in college, right? Tell us when you graduated and tell us when you were in school.
Yes, sir. So I graduated last spring, and I was in college for the previous years before that. I was in the Razorback marching band. I did some freelance journalism, and then after I graduated, went full-time as a writer with Best of Arkansas Sports. So appreciate y'all having me on. Really like what y'all do on here. So happy to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, you guys, I will say this. You guys monitor our station, and when we have guests or Razorback folks on there, there's a good chance, Roger, that something that's said is going to show up on y'all's website in one of your stories. So, smart, because you don't always have access to all the players and coaches like you used to in media. And so whenever you can get them, I think that's a smart idea to take advantage of that. Now, the reason we got you on, this is Hey Jude, this is from the Beatles, is that I started talking about this, and I've talked about it for 15 years, Roger. You've heard me complain about this thing forever. And I always wonder sometimes, is it just me? And I hear other people go, no, it just doesn't work. So one day somebody said you should get Michael Main on because Michael was in the band.
In all fairness, to your point, it doesn't work. I play music for a living and try to incite crowds. It does not work.
Yeah, the fourth quarter, for those that don't know, it's a fourth quarter. It always plays somewhere at the beginning or somewhere the initial part of the fourth quarter. And I always watch, and there's nothing for the crowd to really sort of do with it, but I just knew it had been going on for a long time, and we've had some fun complaining about it. And so somebody said, maybe you talk to Michael, since he was in the band, he might know. So I called you and I said, do you know the story? And you said, I really don't, even though you played it. I mean, it was part of what you guys prepared for. So I want you to sort of tell me how that works as a band member, you know, for as you get ready for a game. Do you go, okay, everybody, you know, we know what we're going to play first quarter, second quarter. And then we'll go back and let you tell us how you found out what the story was and how Hey Jude got into the band.
Yeah, and in the fourth quarter, let's go into something downtrodden.
so tell us about game preparation. Yeah, go ahead.
When you got a field goal game heading into the fourth quarter, really what you want to get the crowd fired up is some good old-fashioned Beatles music. but there's definitely some pre-scripted stuff that we play at certain times every game, you know, maybe like Tusk when we're winning, or this in the middle of the third quarter, and then obviously a lot of it's just off the cuff. But yeah, this Hey Jude tradition is something that I know Basil has been curious about forever, so I'm happy to enlighten him on that and tell him that he is not alone in not exactly enjoying that tradition.
Let's do this, Michael. So again, when you're getting ready for a game and you're in the marching band, you have a list that goes, hey, these are the songs that when the band director goes, let's play it, you know it's time to play. It's a William Tell overture that bleeds into Hey Jude. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly right.
So every game, you guys know that at some point your band director is going to go, does he give a finger? What does he do? Time to play the William Tell overture, Hey Jude. How does that work?
Hey, and a follow-up, man. So is it the thought of the guy in charge, and forgive me for not knowing the name of what that is, or that position, rather, that you're going to get the crowd involved, or am I way off there?
I mean, I don't think there's necessarily an expectation of that for everybody to sing along. I mean, I'm sure there's some folks in there who sing their hearts out to Hey Jude. But as far as like how we get the music like dialed up, we kind of have hand signals for everything, I guess. Like, you know, the fight song is just a number one with your hand. And then there's other things like William Tell, you just like wave your arm around, because that's like one of the things we do during it.
Okay.
So I guess there's like, you kind of have to use sign language when you have like a 300 person ensemble. So,
but you know, these are the four or five that we know the hand signals, and we know Hey Jude is one of them. Has that ever discussed those songs that are staples to go, why are we playing this? When you became a band member, did you go, I wonder why we do this? Or did you just say, this is what we do? We all like, and do you like all the songs that you play? When you just graduated, when you were doing that, do you like all those songs? Did you like playing Hey Jude as a member?
Well, the simple answer to that is I didn't have like huge qualms with Hey Jude, but it was definitely not one of the favorites.
Okay.
And there are definitely songs on our repertoire where you'll get some like audible groans from the collective right. when they come on. It's like that song that they play when the cheerleaders make that pyramid with the state flag, you know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
That'll bring some groans out. Folks aren't big fans of that one.
I forget it's slow music and it builds up to a crescendo, I know. All right, so
I'll tell you what, it's the one from 2001.
Oh, Space Odyssey.
Space Odyssey.
Yeah, Space
really?
Odyssey.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that yes. one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's sort of a build up, and of course, if you're winning, and Roger, you got the flag, and the girls are on the pyramid deal, you know, so that works. If not, maybe not so much. Okay, so you just went in as a student, Michael, and you did what you were supposed to do. You didn't really know why. So now I've called up and said, hey, please figure out, if you can, dig into this, you're a reporter, and figure out where it came from. I played in the 80s. It was not there in the 80s. As long as I've been in the press box for the last 12, 13 years, every game, I've heard it, and it's grown on me as just not good. So you did some research. Tell us the story behind the story here on Hey Jude.
Yes, I'm very happy to be your whistleblower here, David.
Okay.
So I phoned a friend who's a year younger than me and is still in the band, and this was actually while they were on the Hogwild trips for March Madness this spring. But it turns out that the current band director, Chase Jones, back when he was a student at the university himself, this would have been around 2009 or 2010, he played saxophone and he had a trombone buddy named Joe Wilhelm. And during rehearsal, I guess one day, their music major brains just clicked that, hey, the last note of the William Tell Overture is the same as the first note of Hey Jude. And I guess one of them was a big fan of the Beatles, and they just started playing it to cut up in rehearsal one day. And then it just caught on with the folks around them. And, you know, more and more people started playing it. And I guess it went from there and became an official thing at a certain point. And now in a full circle moment 2 years ago, Mr. Jones became the director of the Razorback March again.
So it was simply a continuation of a note during practice to go, wow, that sounds like Hey Jude, let's add it on there. And Chase Jones, who has he been with the band as, I know he was an assistant director for many years. I know he just became the head director, but had he been with the band all these years after that happened?
So I believe he graduated, it would have been around like 2012 or so.
Okay.
And he was away from the program for a few years, but he came back to the university as like a lower assistant director in 2022, I believe.
So just by willpower, you guys, those two guys got that added when you would play it during the game. You'd have the William Tell Overture, which we love, Roger. William Tell Overture, Justin, back in the Barnhill days, was magical. Now, you know. Anytime you play,
yeah. Well, yeah. That was Jim Ropkin.
That's Jim Ropkin. That's right. And you know, I mean, and I guess if you play it anywhere now, yeah, but, truth be told, now you play in the band. You did the marching band for football, and you did Bud Walton. So you've done both of those. Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Never can go wrong with these. And so, but for some reason, Jones at the end goes, "Hey, let's do it." And you just did it, and you started playing it, and it just became a thing, and nobody was willing to. And no, nobody really.
But, this is what we hear.
Hold on.
This is what we hear.
Jones, back in the shotgun, the line of scrimmage, the 31-yard line of LSU. There's the snap. Jones looking. Jones now throwing to the end zone, and it is complete. Touchdown!
Hey Jude, don't
of course, you know.
Well, what does Wayne Smith always said? And it's one of the things he hates more than anything. Wayne Smith in an Oakland Racing Casino Resort. When we asked him, he wondered why we were sitting over there in the paddock when it's 16 degrees below zero. That's the way we always done it. He said, that's the worst thing in the world. Change it.
Yeah, just
now that you know.
Now, again, truth be told, it's the note that none.
Yeah, whatever
with,
that
it
is.
It starts with no.
I don't know that note.
No.
We'll get
It's on cut five of Wednesday, Roger, here, if you want to play that part of the song.
Yeah. So basically the transition is that note. Justin, as a musician, I'm sure you can appreciate that, you know, a band member go, hey, you know, that note sounds similar. Let's just roll it over because I like Hey Jude.
Well, I can't appreciate it.
Well, you understand it.
Because, like, I would go, oh, that goes into that really well. I mean, we do like medleys and that kind of stuff on stage, but everybody in my band, including myself, would have gone, that goes into that really well, but
that doesn't work.
That would be an awful idea for a football game.
Yeah, that's
like,
the thing.
Why would we do that?
That's the thing, Michael. I mean, nobody objected to it. Everybody said, that's what's interesting to me. And so
whomever you said took over, and he's just not a great judge of what you need to do at a football game. I mean, that's my opinion.
Has it ever been discussed, Michael Main of Best of Arkansas Sports? Do you know that? Did you guys hear the complaints? I mean, you were just there. Did you guys hear any chatter on social media? Did you see any of that while you were playing in the band for that song?
I definitely did see some grumpy folks where you would, you know, talk to someone and tell them that you were in the band, and they're like, oh, that's cool. Like, you know, we really enjoy listening to y'all play, but like, there is this one thing that I've always wondered, like, why on earth do y'all play Hey Jude at the football game? Because there really is a vacuum on the energy sometimes. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. How about play Hog Wild? Yeah. At that time.
Yeah. So, you know,
got some stuff that we could queue up that would be energetic like that.
You know, and the fact of the matter is, I appreciate it. We got to go to break, Michael. But one of the things I appreciate Michael saying.
Michael, I'm not hating on you, by the way. It has nothing to do with you.
I just don't get it, man.
One thing Michael
said. We're trying to bring up the funeral home atmosphere. That's all. I'm trying to get rid of that.
Yeah. And one of the things I appreciate you saying that, Roger and Justin, he said that, Michael said, band members don't mind piped in music. Matter of fact, you said it gives you guys a break. I thought maybe band members get tired of hearing too much piped in music because that's why you're there, but you don't feel that way, right?
No, not at all. Like, I was saying, if anything, that we play so much to where we end up tired whenever we're supposed to be on the pregame or the halftime show. So I'm like, hey, pump in all the rap music you want. Give us a little break.
Okay. Well, how about that? Well, now we know. We know it came across from two guys who were in the band go, we're going to just add this because there's a note similarity, and we've had it ever since, much to the chagrin of Hog fans ever since. Well, maybe this will lead to maybe a change. We're gonna visit with Mr. Jones at some point.
Duke's still in charge.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We're gonna talk to him.
Nobody wants to hear it.
Hey, Michael, thanks so much, man.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Michael.
Your work on this.
Thank you, dude.
You found the answer for us.
Thanks for calling, man. We'll have to get Mr. Jones on the witness stand.
Thank you, buddy. All right, 8:50. Don't go away. Thanks. We'll be right back.